left is quarterback Taquan Marshall. On everybody's right, safety Corey Griffin. I'll open it right up for questions for Taquan and Corey.
Taquan, it seemed like it was kind of a rough start, and you didn't really seem to kind of get back into your game until you came out in the first series and came back in for Matt. It seemed like that's when it kind of started clicking finally.
We didn't get started as fast as we would like to. We also didn't play as well as we'd like to. I didn't play as good as I would like. So, I mean, it starts with me. I really let the team down. So, I just got to come back next week ready to work and get better because the guys rally around me. So, I just got to make sure I'm up, and we're going to watch the film next week and flush it and get ready for Virginia.
It seemed like their talent level being a hair better on defense, a step faster than some of the other teams he played, maybe kind of disrupted some of the rhythm with offense. Was that kind of how you saw things in the first
half? Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we knew they were a good team. They were good defensively. They've been good defensively the past couple of years. So, I mean, we knew it was going to be a challenge, but.
Corey, we've talked in previous games about making changes at halftime. So you held them 3 points in the second half. What, if any, changes did you make at halftime?
Really didn't make any changes. Just executed a lot better. Played well with our eyes, and guys, flew to the ball. So.
In the second half, Corey, you guys had some younger guys out there on defense, the Johnny, and they kind of held their own and played well. Was there any kind of message on the sideline, or were you talking to guys or anything like that?
I mean, it's pretty much understood. Next guy up, anybody goes down, you got to step up. We need you at that time, at that moment. So. It's your time to perform.
Taquan, through three quarters, I think Gervonta was the only guy that had some positive yardage. How hard is it to find a spark when they've kind of taken away your options?
It's hard. We try to make some things happen on the perimeter, try to get the ball pitched. It's hard, though. It's frustrating for me because I try to make some plays just to, get the guys sparked up, but, they took it away. So we just tried to get some things going, but, they had our number tonight.
With the weather, did that help to make you kind of one-dimensional? Not being able to get the ball? You had some passes that slipped out of your hand.
Yeah, it's always hard to pass the ball when it's wet, but, you still gotta manage it and be able to put the ball in there when you need to. But, it's difficult.
It seemed like they also did a better job. Normally you have a little more of a window, A, throwing the ball, at B, with a little more of a gap on your receivers. They seemed to be pretty much right on Ricky and Brad and whoever else was out there at times, so you really couldn't really force the issue at times with the pass.
Yeah, like I said, they have a good defense. Their whole defense is good, so they're some players.
Anything else for Taquan or Corey?
Taquan, obviously, you didn't play your best. Like, can you put your finger on what happened that didn't allow that to happen for you tonight? To be in just a better frame of mind or to see the game more friendly?
I really couldn't tell you. I just came out. I really don't think I got too settled in. Just kind of all over the place in the beginning of the game. I settled down more second half, but, I really can't tell you. I let the team down. I didn't come out ready to play. My performance, as you can see, shows.
I guess this is kind of a learning experience for you as a young quarterback in college. There's a lot you can sometimes take away from games like this since you've had so much success this year to kind of be on that end of it.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a learning experience. I'm going to watch the film, look at my mistakes, and fix them during this week of practice and just come out and work real hard. Because, like I said, the guys rally around me, so it starts with me. So I gotta come out and work real hard this week so we can get ready to go up to Virginia and play our best game.
Coach Johnson said there were some struggles with the reads. Was that something you hadn't seen in terms of their defensive line just getting off the ball and kind of being right in your face so quickly?
Yeah, this was definitely the hardest reads I've had all season. I mean, it was like a mess charge. They were coming at the B-back, but at the same time, they were coming off of him and just making the play on me. And I mean, it was just hard trying to adjust to it.
Anything else? Okay, thanks, boss.